Blog Talk Radio.
Viewer discretion is advised.
All right. It is Friday. It's a beautiful day now. In the Motor City, we were supposed to be getting rain. We're not getting it right now. Possibly overnight, yes. And possibly all day tomorrow. But it is a nice day here in the Motor City. It feels good to be back. I don't think I've talked to you guys since, what, Monday, Tuesday? I can't remember the day. Troy has done a phenomenal job. I am here on a Friday. It was supposed to be me and Troy, but he had to work. So, it's only me today. I am Devontae. It is Sports Underline. Now, the reason being that I'm playing this, and I want this to be a fun show tonight, this evening. I want to talk NFL team predictions. And I would love this to be the whole show today. I know I have other stuff, and hey, if you guys are looking at this, you guys want to debate on this stuff, we can. I know ain't nobody going to talk about Liz Cambage but me. Because I have y'all followed me for a couple of years. Y'all want to know how I felt about this woman coming to the WNBA. And I will get to baseball. I'm watching baseball right now. The Subway Series is starting. With the Mets and the Yankees, I'm tuned in to it because I want to see Syndergaard versus the Yankees lineup. I believe Sanchez will be back today. I thought I saw that, and I am correct. They're showing him on the screen. I'm going to watch the Red Sox and the Tigers. The Red Sox are in town. Beautiful, beautiful baseball today. Cleveland and Texas playing. Must-see TV at 8 o'clock just because, you know, I like Texas offense and the Indians. I want to see what they do with Brad Hand. I'm going to be tuned in with the Dodgers because I believe Manny Machado, I'm just certain that he's going to be starting. I don't think there is a lineup for the Dodgers. Well, it might be. The game is at 8 o'clock, so we'll see. They do have Manny Machado batting second. So 8 o'clock, I will be taking a live look in. At 8:10, I will take a live look in for you guys. Especially if this is going to be just a fun-filled show with football and NFL team here. So I will kick it off. These are the rules here. You pick a team. I will read off the schedule. We'll have some fun. I'll let you know. And you guys may have looked at the schedule before you called in. And you gave me a record, and I'll see if I agree with it. I'll look at it. I want your reasoning why. The phone number is 949-270-5945. For those that do want to get in on this, I will periodically remind you guys that we are talking this. This is the main part of the show. I want to have fun with the NFL because we're right around the corner with the NFL. August 2nd is near for the Hall of Fame game. August 10th is preseason week one. And y'all know we all can't wait for that. And then the next thing you know, September will be here. Also, August 10th is the release of Madden. So I will definitely do everything I can to get the first day. I am going to get Madden. And I believe I will get it on PlayStation. If I have to get on Xbox, I will get on Xbox as well. Because I like to get games on both. Like, I'm already saying I'm getting NBA 2K on both systems. But it will start off on Xbox. But I just know that I have PlayStation friends that will like to play me in 2K. I mean, I've been declining a lot of matches. So, we're going into next season. The NFL season. And I'm going to do I want to have fun with the Detroit Lions. This is the hometown team, and I wish that Troy was here. We will go more in depth later on when August hit. I like to break down divisions. I might change my mind going forward, looking at how preseason is going and all that. So when I look at the Lions schedule, I do know that they play – the New York Jets, And let me just remind you, yes, the Lions went 9-7 last year, and that was just the year, okay, it felt like we were going to do something that year. You know, we got cheated in the Atlanta game, felt like we should be 14-0. At Minnesota, that was a big win. You know, people will probably tell me, like, okay, why can't they beat Minnesota again? I'll tell you this. That was a hard-fought game. They shouldn't have even won that game. But they did anyway. They played defense with them. Then that's when they played Carolina, New Orleans, and Pittsburgh. New Orleans was just offensively great to get into a bye week and can't score a touchdown against Pittsburgh. And then they went three straight. At this time, they're 3-4 going into November when they get Green Bay, Cleveland, and Chicago. And they handle those teams with care. With Chicago's kind of trying to get it done in the Minnesota game on Thanksgiving. I kind of figure, okay, Minnesota's going to get revenge. Then they lost to Baltimore. That was the game to me. Losing to Baltimore is just the game because I felt like they can beat Tampa Bay, beat Chicago, beat Cincinnati, Green Bay, which they did outside of the Cincinnati game. Now, this year, you look at the last four games of the season, that was easy. It was no Aaron Rodgers. They blew out the Packers. It was great. Way to end the season 9-7. So this year is a little different. The Jets, when I look at the Jets, they're a team of possible promise because they're young. They got a good young defense. I like the young defense they have. Josh McCown, you got Josh McCown at quarterback, Terrell Pryor, whatever you're going to do with Terrell Pryor, I'm not sure, but just the depth chart, and I'm going to try to, you got Sam Darnold too, I don't know if he's going to start, and you do have our Darius Stewart, who you drafted last year, I do believe, Jamal Adams, you got a good young team, so it's like, you can't just look past this team. And I'm going to just assume that the Lions gets it done. On Monday Night Football, we will do a special showtime. Now, I don't know Troy Beard because he does work at that time. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. Of course, I will be available to do the show on the opening night, because I want to discuss week one, of course. Monday is always just the best day for this. And then to bring out college as well is very, it's very fun. So, I can't wait. Can't wait till that day. I believe that is the 10th, if I'm not mistaken. Could be wrong. Might be the 11th. Or might be the 10th. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's the 10th, yeah. The 6th is a Thursday. I got to do a little math here. But I'm really about to get the depth chart out because, you know, maybe I'm missing something here. You know, I have to just make sure I'm right about this. Who's going to be starting? Who's projected to start? You know, Josh McCown right now may be the number one guy. I do got Teddy Bridgewater. I did forget to mention that. Quincy is the wideout. Robbie Anderson. You got Jermaine Kearse. You got Terrell Pryor. You got these speedy guys. We'll figure out what they're going to do going forward. But Isaiah Crowell on this team is huge coming from Cleveland. And then defensively, I mean, they're just young. You know, Darren Lee is really good. Morris Claiborne on the team. We got Jamal Adams that I did discuss. So, you know, they're going to be a little something. They're going to be a little something for, you know, the Jets. And I think the Lions will get it done. I do. And they're going to want to know. But when they play San Francisco, you know, I don't know. They're going to San Francisco. San Francisco's playing Minnesota in week one. I think either way it go, they could lose that game. Because San Francisco lose, then they're banking going, okay, Jimmy G, let's get the win. has Pierre Garçon, got Marquise Goodwin. It's a good thing that he got Pierre Garçon on the team. He's got Jared McKinnon, not the biggest, you know, run threat. Do have Jimmy G. And defensively, hey, I'll take a Reuben Foster. They got Richard Sherman over there. Did you guys forget that Richard Sherman's over there? I mean, he's not the same, but he's still Richard Sherman. Maybe that's what they need. Don't forget about it. So I say 1-1. Then they get New England. New England's never easy. I mean, I've watched New England play against the Lions in the preseason last year. It was so easy. Now, I know that the Lions came back. I believe they won, too, when they came back because we left. But, you know, that's because we wanted to see the first offense. But there's Tom Brady. Tom Brady, this is the thing here. They got Sonny Michel. Don't forget they drafted him. Jeremy Hill, Rex Burkhead. So, once again, have a three running back tandem for Mr. Tom Brady. Jordan Matthews, who came from Buffalo. Cordarrelle Patterson, who they would be able to use in big-time situations. They still have Chris Hogan, if he can stay healthy. Julian Edelman, if he can stay healthy. They still have a talented team. James White's still over there. Gillis Lee. I mean, they have a lot of good running backs. They'll figure out what they're doing. But I will also say that the defense still good. I'm Cordy. Happy Gilmore. Got Devin McCourty, who's one of the best safeties in the game. Now, Cordarrelle Patterson, it's all on special teams. And they got a rookie and Braxton Berrios be doing the punt returns. He's a speedy guy because, you know, Cordarrelle Patterson got to be out there returning the kicks. So you look at New England. That's a loss. Now, Dallas, hey, could that be a little shaky? That's a little shaky, but they do travel. I think they travel to Dallas. Let me just make sure. Yeah, they travel to Dallas. They can win that game. Dak, Ezekiel Elliott, gonna make sure he do good. Let's not forget they got Bill Scarborough on their team, too. Thought that was a good pick. No one talked about it. Now, the only thing is they don't really have any weapons on the offensive side. Hey, Allen Hurns, I respect him. They got Tavon Austin, Terrence Williams. We'll see what Deontay Thompson would do. I just don't trust Dak Prescott, but, I mean, we'll see going forward. Defensively, as long as Sean Lee is on that team, anything can happen. I'll let that be known. But I'm going to go 1-3. Here comes Green Bay. Green Bay comes here. That might be one of them games I go to. October 7th. Might be. Don't quote me. You'll find out October 5th on the Friday show. We do our picks. Devontae Adams. You already know about Aaron Rodgers. I ain't got to say nothing. They got Jimmy Graham, Mercedes Lewis, Lance Kendricks. So you got three who used to be very good tight ends. Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball. Now they're still going to need a running game. That is true. They will still need a running game. But their defense has gotten younger. And they're gonna adjust. Especially if they start winning, they're going to feel good. But I think Detroit gets one of the games against Green Bay. They go 2-3. Here they go. Go to Miami. People say, hey, that's one of the games. That's one of the games that the Lions could lose. They have Ryan Tannehill back. Tannehill gets hurt again. And Brock Osweiler. They have Frank Gore. Keon Drake's going to get a lot of carries. I know Frank Gore is still the man. Kenny Stills, Devontae Parker on the team. Danny Amendola's on the team. Still have a notable defense. Rashad Jones in safety. TJ McDonald coming from the Rams. Got Minka Fitzpatrick. The rookie. I mean, I'm telling you. I mean, this is... It's all on health for the Detroit Lions, but I'm going to say 3-3. Seattle. I think they can beat Seattle. Seattle's not the same team. You got You already know you got Russell Wilson. They're going to probably be running with Rashad Penny. I want to see how he does in the preseason. I do want to see that. Brandon Marshall's on the team. Bet you guys didn't know that. Doug Baldwin. So, Russell Wilson got a big target. Got Tyler Lockett, too. So, can't sleep on this team. I know the defense ain't the same. We'll see what happens to Earl Thomas. Shaquille Griffin. He's going to be getting a lot of clock. Can't wait to see him in preseason. Got to see how the Seattle defense will be. But I think the Lions can go 4-3 right there. But this is where things take a turn in the schedule when they go to Minnesota next. At Minnesota, how tough of a game is that at Minnesota? And if you guys are just tuning in, I am talking NFL team predictions. I want you guys involved, 949-270-5945. Give me your team. We'll break it down. I won't take as long as this. I'm just doing it because it's the Lions. And I'm going to do it again another day. It'll be a day with Troy. But Minnesota. Of course, you know they got Kirk. Dalvin Cook will be back. Still have Latavius Murray. Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, Contrary Real. Have Kendall Wright, got him from Chicago. Still got Hey Rudolph. That's Kyle Rudolph, just saying Hey Rudolph. And the defense is still the same. Just dominant. Dominant defense. So, no, I think they get swept by Minnesota this year. There's your loss, 4-4. At Chicago, that's a toughie. A tough game for me. Going to Chicago has always been tough for Detroit. They haven't been able to pull some games off. But I think Mitch Trubisky will be able to get it done. And if he gets hurt, Chase Daniel, you know, have to come in. But Jordan Howard's there. Got Tariq Cohen. Allen Robinson's made it to the team from Jacksonville. They got Taylor Gabriel. They added some weapons. Josh Bellamy from Washington. Kevin White, if he could just stay healthy. I mean, offensively, this team looks better. They got Trey Burton from Philly, the defending champs. Deion Sims, so they've gotten a lot of names. Akeem Hicks came from New England and got Aaron Lynch from San Fran. Roquan Smith, let's not forget that they drafted him. Danny Trevathan, if he could just stay out of trouble. Leonard Floyd. You already know about the corners. They can be really good. Chicago could be one of those teams that step up. So there's another loss. What is that, 4-5? And then here comes Carolina. Carolina, Chicago, and the Rams come. You're going to win the game against Chicago. But when Carolina and the Rams come, you could probably pull one of those out. That's why I say 7-9. I think at the end of the day, I think Tigers go 7-9. I didn't forget Cam Newton got a deep threat in Torrey Smith. Let's not forget he got DJ Moore. See if we get Devin Funches out there doing things. Christian McCaffrey, got Cameron Artis Payne. CJ Anderson's on the team. But he's third string. Defense still need a little help, a little work, but you know, we'll see what happens. Maybe they step up. Got Luke Kuechly. It'll be all right. You got a lot of young guys to look forward to in the future. For Carolina. I think the Lions can win that game and win against Chicago. But when the Rams come into town, oh, good luck. I think the Rams will be a little tough. Of course, you know about Jared Goff, Ty Gurley, Cooper Kupp. They got Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks on the team. How do you guys do? Don't forget about that. Defensively, all these acquisitions, and Ndamukong Suh, got Marcus Peters, got Aqib Talib, how are you going to pass the ball? Marcus Jordan is really good. Really is. Early lead for the Mets. 2-0. I did pick the Mets. On my card, just to let you guys, keep you guys updated, whatever else is going on. I did pick it on my card. I want to get start the weekend off right. I can't wait till the Dodgers game starts. I also picked Atlanta. They're up 2-0 as well on Washington. Ozzie Albies got his 30th double of the year. And for those who want to know about the Mets, Conforto just got a double. Adrubal Cabrera got a double. And Conforto just got a double. 21st for Adrubal. I don't have a number there for them. And I picked Philly. The Phillies to win. And Jake Arrieta is not doing so well against one of the best teams when runners are in scoring position, the Padres. And, of course, the Tigers game. Matthew Boyd's not off to a good start. Steve Pierce did get an RBI double, just scored Benintendi. So we'll see how the rest of that game go. And I'm just waiting on 8-10 to get to the start of Manny Machado. And now we'll talk about the Dodgers in a moment. But Aaron Donald and Donald can sue. They're going to run a 4-3. I'm 100% sure that that's what they're going to do. Mark Barron is also on the team, the linebacker. There's another base hit from the Mets. They're up 3-0. But anyway, he drafted some young guys too. So we'll see what happens. They will lose to the Rams. They go to Arizona. They go to Buffalo. Those are winnable games. Now, no one's talking about Arizona because it's Arizona. I mean, you're pretty much talking about David Johnson, and that's it. But they do have Sam Bradford on the team. They did draft Josh Rosen. David Johnson's on the team. Still got Larry Fitzgerald. Christian Kirk, who you got in the draft. You got Bryce Butler, who I think that's a big pickup because I liked him in Dallas. Chad Williams, who is still on the team. So they're just adjusting to a lot of new faces. Let's see what happens. Have Jermaine Gresham. Defensively, Antoine Bethea, I think he's new. Oh, they got Corey Peters too, Chandler Jones. So, we'll see. We'll make that prediction when we get to the picks on Friday. Let's see, the 7th. December 7th. We'll get around with that. And then the Buffalo Bills. Depending on the Shady McCoy situation, but I think that they will still win. Their quarterback will be A.J. McCarron. They have Josh Allen. They probably have Josh Allen playing by then. Unless A.J. McCarron do his thing. Shady McCoy, if Shady McCoy is going through what he's going through, Chris Ivory is going to be ready. He's been a starter before. And they have Travis Benjamin. Kelvin Benjamin, I'm sorry. Remember, Jeremy Curley, there's Zay Jones. Very good receivers, I'll take it. A.J. McCarron, Josh Allen will have fun. Tremaine Edmonds, who they got in the draft. Micah Hyde, they got from Green Bay. Jordan Poyer, I'm sorry. Senator Star Latule is also on the team. Of course, you guys know about Shaq Lawson. Jerry Hughes from the Colts is on the team. Lorenzo Alexander from the Raiders is on the team. So, I mean, they just got a whole new personnel, and they've been pretty good on the defensive side last season, so we'll see how they do. But I think the Lions can get both of those games. I think I just read off 7. Let me see. I got them beating the Jets, got them beating the Packers, beating Miami, beating Seattle, beating Bears at home, beating Carolina, Arizona, Buffalo. Yeah, that's it. But this is 8 games. I figure they go 8-8. But I want them to do so well. I want them to do well. I really do. I don't want you to think I don't. Because I really do. I'm going to move on. If you guys want to get in, 949-270-5945. Throwing a number out. If you guys just want to hear me blabber, just hear me. Just listen. Listen to me blab. And I'll get to the NBA. Trust me. I'm going to get to baseball right now just because I've been holding back on a lot that's been going on. And I'm only going to talk about Manny Machado. I'm going to talk about the Indians. So, Manny Machado is now a Dodger. You guys know that. sure you guys have seen the news. And the Dodgers are the favorites to win the National League. I can't wait to see Manny Machado bat. For the Dodgers, I am just interested in what the Dodgers are going to do going forward. Because, man, I don't know. It's a toughie. It's just a tough situation to me. But I could be wrong. But how can they do this? Because Manny Machado is going to play short. They have Max Muncy. He's at third. Now, Corey Seager is their best player. He might turn around and have Seager and Machado, third base, shortstop. Now, who do you have at second base, Logan? Forsythe right now. Cody Bellinger, that's your infield. I don't know what they're trying to do. Now, they're not playing Justin Turner. I know he's not hurt. I know Corey Seager's hurt. So I want to know what they are going to do, especially Max Muncy and his power. It's crazy that Cody Bellinger's batting six. Now, it could be because of Wade Miley pitching. Wade Miley is a lefty. But I don't know. Dodgers came into the season having the biggest projection of home runs, having the biggest power bats, the big power bombs on their team. Now, I mean, I don't know. They're on top of the division by a half game. Now they're the favorites to win the National League. I can't call it yet. I still think the Cubs should be your favorites. Now those two teams could play each other. That might be the divisional round matchup, which would suck. I would hate that. The Dodgers are number one in home runs, by the way. I just wanted to point that out, that they are number one in the National League with 129. So they can swing. I've said it coming into the season, and I'm still trying to figure out why Troy say they're the surprise team and they had the best record last year. Now, Yankees number one in home runs. They're 161. And that's all through the majors. Dodgers to take 129. Cubs and the Dodgers. Due to the fact that it will be Kershaw yet again. And I want to see. But I mean, people are like, okay, Kershaw just don't show up. He shows up, but he throws that one pitch. One pitch that's not good to get out the inning, but makes it, okay, the other team takes a one-run lead now because of a three-run home run or something like that. And I mean, I was watching it earlier this week. Just watching them. I mean, we'll see what happens. But with Machado, they should be the favorites. I'm just still sold on the Cubs. I really am, because the Cubs have shown tremendous power this year. After I've talked about their offense all last year, like, okay, this offense is pitiful, and the pitching staff, bad. They didn't do as good as when they won the World Series. They have a chance to go to the World Series yet again and win. This should count as a base hit. I'm just watching the Mets and the Yankees. I'm sorry. all into it. Both of them come Philly. That's crazy. Should they be the favorites in the National League? The Dodgers. 949-270-5945. Should they be the favorites? Man, can 810 get here any faster, you guys? I'm ready to see him bat. He's going to be batting at 812. Unless Chris Taylor has a long at bat. It might be 810. Chris Taylor might go ahead and get a first pitch and swing and hit. I also like the fact Giancarlo is starting to hit now. His average is rising up. I told you guys. I want to talk about Giancarlo, but he's locked. He's locked in. He'll probably go crazy the second half of the season. Now, his career against Syndergaard, he's seen Syndergaard because he was with the Marlins. 0-11 with 6 strikeouts. That's amazing stuff. There, he's looking for his first hit against Syndergaard. He'd love to get a blast, wouldn't he? Very fun. Let's talk about the Indians, because I've been quite upset with the Indians all season long, and they just made a trade to pretty much put them back in the discussion in the American League. They just need bullpen help, and they got Brad Hand. That's a very good trade that they made. They got rid of Francisco Mejia, and I thought he was very good of a catcher. That was tough for them, but I kind of like it. You know, get Brad Hand. Question is what they're going to do. They're going to do what the Yankees did. The Yankees had Betances be the seventh inning guy, Andrew Miller the eighth inning, and then they have Aroldis Chapman, which was unstoppable. The starters just go 6 innings. That's it. All they got to do is go 6 innings. And if they go 7, that's even more of a bonus. There's the first hit Giancarlo has gotten on Syndergaard. First one, that's good. Giancarlo is locked in, I'm telling you. Nobody can say anything. They have a series with the Rangers. Tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon, before they get ready for the Pirates coming to Cleveland. But Carrasco against Bartolo Colon. I just love to watch Bartolo Colon pitch. It was great when he pitched against us. But yeah. Adding Brad Hand. And if you want to know what he's done this year, he's been in the league for, what, 6, 7 years? In his career, he has 47 saves. This year, he has 24. And 44 and third innings pitched with 65 strikeouts. A whip of 1.08. His career, his whip is 1.26, which I will take. 5 home runs, yes. ERA. Hey, higher than what it was when he first started with San Diego. 2 years ago. Played 82 games. He's at 41. See, he's on a San Diego team it's San Diego. This is the first winning team he'll be on. He's going to be in the postseason because ain't nobody in that division that's going to creep back up. Minnesota is the biggest disappointment to me. But hey, Minnesota's 7.5 games out. Who knows what can happen next week? Next Friday, maybe Minnesota will be a game out. 2 games out. 3. Minnesota better start winning. They're one of those teams I said, okay, they can compete in this division. And I believe that. I still believe that they can compete in this division. Because the Indians, okay, they just got Brad Hand. And it made them 10 times better out the bullpen. Easily. They got 2 dominant lefties out the bullpen, and Andrew Miller and Brad Hand. Don't know what's going on with Cody Allen, but if he does come in and do his thing, then hey, we're good. Minnesota is such a disappointment. We got a caller. Let's take the caller. How are you today on Sports on the Line?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing just fine.
I want to talk about the New York Jets.
Okay. That's where you're from? New York?
Yeah, Long Island.
All right, so that's what's up. So how you feel they're going to do this year?
I think they're going to do good. They have 3 good quarterbacks. I think Sam Darnold might start week 1.
Oh, the Lions, huh? Against us. That's a bold prediction. We got to see the preseason. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater, I think, might be ahead of him. But you don't do have three good quarterbacks. Like, I would be scared if any of those three do play because they all can play. You guys could be good. I'm looking at the schedule right now. You have a good chance. You have to come here. If you come here and win, then you can gloat. I want you to gloat. I want you to come here and gloat. I want you to gloat in Troy's face, the co-host. I want you to gloat in his face. Because, I honestly don't even care. I mean, I'm a Chargers fan. That's me. But you come here to Detroit and win, you get Miami and Cleveland. Now, Cleveland's a better team, but look at the schedule. You all got a good chance.
Yeah,
better than 5-11. I'll tell you that. Because I don't trust Denver. Andrew Luck will probably be out by the time I play them. Y'all can probably go 4-2 in the division. Mike can still win against New England, and that's you got a bye week, and then you play New England. You probably can steal one of those. She got a good chance. At least to be better than 5-11. I mean, the sky's the limit for the Jets. And, you know, I like Ty Bowles. How do you feel about Ty Bowles? That's your coach.
I like Ty Bowles. I mean, he's better than
Yeah, I mean, aside of the fact that, I like Rex Ryan, but I like Ty Bowles, too. I think Ty Bowles, he done a great job. What was it, his first year he was there and he went 10-6? That was his first year. Y'all went 10-6.
He's a lot better.
I like his sideline presence. I do. Ryan Fitzpatrick was great too that year, if I can remember. You know, a good luck to your Jets. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you when it comes Monday Night Football. And I will be live during that game. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. You know, it'll be fun. It'll be great times. So, a great call.
Yeah.
Hopefully hear from you. With the Jets, I do like the quarterback situation. You know, and I was looking at the depth chart. And, you know, I was breaking down the quarterbacks and just their whole team. And I talked about the receivers they have, good young receivers over there. No, I'm not really too sold on the tight end situation, but I got Isaiah Crowell. I like Elijah McGuire. And Bilal Powell's over there. They got Thomas Don't Call Me Lou Rouse. They're going to figure out who they're going to have. Because those are four good running backs, too. And I did mention the young defense. You know, you added Maurice Claiborne. Hopefully he can get his career going with the Jets. The young defense. I feel like, and then looking at the schedule. I mean, like I said, the schedule. If they come to Detroit, because I was talking about this at the barbershop today. I said it'd be real crazy if the Jets come here and win. Now we know Detroit's gonna be hyped up. We already know it. I'm so used to it when it comes to big games, prime time games. They be hyped up. See what happens. I mean, I even saw a Jets game against the Lions in preseason last year, something like that. And it's like the Lions are playing around with them. That's something they do. But if the Jets can come here and win, they get a home opener that following Sunday with Miami. They get Cleveland. Everybody got an NFL team. You can call 949-270-5945. This is the main discussion. I'm still just blabbering about other stuff you guys can chime in too, but this NFL team prediction, if you miss out, if you were to listen later and you miss out, there'll be plenty of times to get in on this because August comes around, man. Troy getting is usually the first week going up into the first game. We will discuss it, but Labor Day being so early and with the game about 3 days, which I will be live. I will be here on Thursday, so me and Troy will be here Thursdays as well, just to let you guys know, too. until September 13th, where I won't be here on Thursdays. But I will be live when Sunday until Thursday night football. I'm sorry. I will be live until Thursday night football do begin. Me and Troy will be live until Thursday night football begins. As we do get to football discussion, I'm going to be tuned in to 2K because 2K release, early release is that Friday at midnight. I'm not doing anything on Friday. But I'm going to do the show and I'm going to talk 2K. I'm going to be so excited about 2K. And, of course, Thursday night football game and the picks. I'm already giving you the teaser of the show that's about a month and a half from now because, you know, the game picks, for the new people that's listening in, the game picks is it's something fun that me and Troy love to do. We love to keep a stat on it. And we want to try to have a guest to do it, but, you know, whatever happens, happens. And if you guys disagree with our picks, we'd gladly love to hear from you. We usually do the picks about the 30 minutes into the show. We'll start the picks. And, of course, fantasy football. I do help out in that. So I just want to just help you guys out with that. For those, I have won a fantasy football twice. Been playing fantasy football for 7 years, and I've won twice. So I'll let you know how I am. I've won twice in 7 years. So we'll see what happens with this one. We do have a league for the show. We have fun. We have our guys, some of our family members involved in it. If you guys, if we need a spot, I mean, I would love to invite somebody, anybody. But, I will let you guys know on that. But let me get to the NBA. Because I know a lot of people are dying to hear how I feel about Kawhi Leonard. And that's where I would start. Kawhi Leonard going to Toronto. I was kind of confused. I was very surprised, first off. And then I was confused. Like, okay, Toronto made this deal to win now? Because, honestly, Kawhi will be the best player in the East. And for you guys that know me, I've loved Kawhi Leonard since San Diego State. I was one of the few people that did watch Kawhi Leonard. He might not have had a tremendous tournament that year he was at San Diego State. But when he came to the league, I was like, okay, I like him because I've seen him play San Diego State a little bit of ball, and there we go. Greg Popovich believed him, and I talked about that. Toronto just said, okay, we got a better player than DeMar DeRozan. Kawhi Leonard's a better player. He's a guy that can take over a game. He's a two-way player. DeMar DeRozan's not a two-way player. Kawhi just made Toronto so much better. And if I'm Kawhi Leonard, I'm not trying to be in the shadows of LeBron James. If I'm Kawhi Leonard, I will stay in Toronto. I know you want to go to L.A., but guess what, Kawhi? What are you, 25, 26? I mean, me and him are the same age. You get Toronto 4 or 5 years, and then you go to L.A., because then you have a possibility of winning another championship, being a finals MVP once yet again. You're already have a ring. You're pretty much okay in a situation where you can win a ring. Because, okay, you can win it if you go to my Lakers. So is this new? Hey, I'm a Laker fan too, okay? Is L.A. everything, just about. L.A. Chargers, I like the Dodgers. I mean, I was hoping they won the World Series last year, but I knew the Astros were going to win. I said it was their time. And y'all can pull it up. Pull up all the episodes if you want to. I have a lot of episodes on here. I mean, and I talk. We do. But the L.A. Kings, I just want them to win because it's L.A. But I'm a Tampa Bay Lightning, Pittsburgh Penguins type of guy, and I really like the Red Wings. Like, that's my hometown team, Red Wings. Of course, you know, the Pistons and the Lions. Like, okay, if they win, I'm happy. The Red Wings and Tigers, I am going to cheer for. Like, the Tigers, I am all in on the Tigers. I get so emotional when it comes to the Tigers. Like, it's that real. It's that real. But I know I'm getting a little sidetracked. We get new people here. I just want y'all to know where I come from. But Kawhi Leonard should stay in Toronto, get you a 4 or 5 year deal after this is up, and then you can go to LA. Why not? Because you know what Toronto got there? They got all this young talent over there. OG Anunoby, who can guard. He can play defense. He ain't afraid to score. Now, you got to deal with Kyle Lowry, but Kyle Lowry, he has shown that he can step up as well. And Kawhi Leonard, you got to be vocal. I'm going to need Kawhi Leonard to be vocal. Be a leader. You just came from the Spurs organization who were leading. You're going to need that. And that's why I think DeRozan will help out with San Antonio. Now, the Spurs will still be a playoff team because DeRozan and Aldridge will definitely be able to play together. I believe that 100%. They would be able to play together. DeJounte Murray is going to be great. I think Jakob Poeltl, he's going to be good. Very underrated young big man. People are like, who is that? I'm like, y'all going to see. See, I'm just such a huge NBA fan. I've watched, and I watched college. And for those that don't know, I'm going to give y'all a little lesson real quick. Because I remember I talked about Jakob Poeltl. And y'all can pull that up. Because I talked about Kyle Kuzma. Remember when I talked about Kyle Kuzma playing with Utah? Y'all don't remember that? Oh, somebody do. Is nobody knew Kyle Kuzma. But I said, if you guys watch college, if you guys really was into the tournament, y'all don't know that Jakob Poeltl was the best player on Utah. The year they lost to Gonzaga, I know Gonzaga, you don't really believe in Gonzaga. This year Gonzaga did lose to Syracuse, couldn't stop the zone, I know. They played Gonzaga, and they beat Fresno, remember? Utah's the number 3 seed. They did lose to Gonzaga. I know it was Gonzaga. That was just a bad match. Montez Sabonis was just spot on great. And on the other side, Jakob Poeltl got showed up. Yeah, I give you that. But Kyle Kuzma had himself a game. Good game. 15 points, I'll take it. Okay, yeah. But some of these guys don't know. Some of y'all don't know about Poeltl. I've watched Utah. Because I like Arizona State. That's another thing. I like Arizona State. And they're not my favorite college team. It's Ohio State. But Arizona State, I have my little favorites. I got an Arizona State hat. Shout out to my baby. She gave me one when she went to Arizona last summer. Well, last fall-ish. About the end of summer. Labor Day weekend. Anyway. I'm telling y'all, man, the Spurs are still going to be one of those teams you don't want to see. They got DeMar DeRozan. They can match up well with a lot of teams, and they're going to believe. DeMar DeRozan ain't going to quit on them. So you got to worry about that. Spurs fans, Texas, y'all ain't got to worry about that. San Antonio, y'all don't. Just know y'all ain't going to win a championship, but y'all going to make the playoffs. You just got to hope Golden State falls face of the earth next season. That's all you can hope for. 949-270-5945. You want to hop in on some NBA, hopping on the baseball, the NFL team prediction. We already got the Jets. I did the Lions. And if you miss in, like I said, you can call another day because we will talk about it later on in the summer because football season is near. I'm just a little excited, and I had this discussion today with the Lions. Carmelo Anthony, most likely going to go to the Rockets. I think that's the best thing for him. I would have hated to see him in Atlanta. But Atlanta seems like they really believe in Trae Young, and I just don't see it. I don't see what do you believe. Like, I feel like he is, I mean, what is he going to do for you? What is he honestly going to do? I mean, he can pass the ball. I told you. If he just passed the ball, then, yeah, things are great. You got Ken Bazemore to pass the ball to. They did lose Dennis Schroeder. So, okay, see, I didn't even put that on here. I want to get to that. But, you know, John Collins, I like him. Prince, Tyrion Prince. Good young players on this team. I mean, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to be all in. I'm going to have league pass, and I'm going to watch a lot of games. Like, I'm watching a lot of baseball right now because I have the MLB pass or whatever. And I think I'm going to do NBA League Pass on the TV this time. I'm going to get it hooked up through Comcast. That's the plan. Because, I mean, I got until the end of October. But that's the plan. I think I'm going to do it. I like it better on TV instead of doing it on a device, the phone, PlayStation, all this stuff. I will be watching a lot of basketball. Like, I want you guys to be ready. I'm going to watch a lot of it. Even college. I mean, I watch a lot of college anyway. And it's not even ESPN. I mean, I like Big Ten Network, SEC Network. I find games. I find the teams that nobody looks at. Because I like to get ready for the brackets. This is more of an introductory show to me. I don't know why I'm introducing a lot of stuff. I mean, it's good for you guys to know. This is what I do. See, I'm watching baseball right now. If I decide to play the game, I got baseball on the laptop. I got it on my phone. I'm going to be watching it. WNBA, too. I mean, I haven't been into the WNBA this year like I planned on. Because I plan on watching a lot of it because of Kelsey Mitchell, Team Ohio State, Lady Buckeye. It's just unfortunate that her team just can't win another game. Then it's still after one win. But anyway, I've been getting so sidetracked. I mean, I just go on and on. Because I'm talking Carmelo. And that's just me, okay? I'm Stephen A. Smith Sr. when it comes to that. But he's going to go to the Rockets. Rockets most likely be the team to grab him. And I'm a little excited because the Rockets, I don't know what they're going to do with Clint Capela. I didn't hear anything on Clint Capela, I mean, unless I missed something. I could have. Or he could still be a free agent. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. He wants $100 million. The Rockets won't be able to do it. Ryan Anderson's contract is too bad. So, I mean, we'll see what happens with Clint Capela. But I must say, if they can find some way to get Clint Capela back, we're looking at a possible Rockets win. Possible. Rockets winning the West. Very possible. Like, I feel like OKC still have a chance. They got Dennis Schroeder on the team, and I like it. I love it because, okay, it looks like Dennis Schroeder will come off the bench. But they got themselves a bench player. They haven't had a great bench player since James Harden. Dennis Schroeder is good for 20 points, really. Now he can be a part of the bench player phenomenon. And you have Russell Westbrook. You got Russell Westbrook coming going to take a break. Who's going to give you 110% every game? You got Dennis Schroeder coming in who can score. Not afraid of it. And, you know, I was like, okay, why they won't just start Schroeder with Westbrook and have Westbrook play the two? You know, Schroeder's not a real point guard. I understand that. So, you know, don't beat me up because of it, okay? All right. Now, the Celtics got Marcus Smart back. I'm telling you this right now. Yes, Kawhi's in Toronto. I'm still going to lean towards the side of the Celtics. Because Toronto and Philly are going to play each other and to face the Celtics. The Celtics is going to be a very hard team. Because Gordon Hayward's going to be healthy. I mean, that's an injury he can't come back from. Paul George did it. Seeing Kevin Ware. Well, Kevin Ware kind of, you know, who's in college, but Paul George, seeing him come back from it. Gordon Hayward's going to come back from it. He looked ready to play in the playoffs. He's like, okay, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to wait until first game this year. We ain't throwing no alley-oops this time. Even though they will eventually, because, I mean, that's what they do. Gordon Hayward has hops. People forget Gordon Hayward's game. I've said it from the start. I've watched him at Butler. I know you guys are probably like, okay, when didn't he watch a player in college? I really watched him at Butler because I love Brad Stevens. they were so close to beating Duke in that game. I was all into that national championship game. I was a youngin', okay? But I love basketball, and I still do. That's my favorite sport. I'm probably changing to football when football season starts because I'm all into football. I come in from church on a Sunday. I'm watching Red Zone from 1 to 7:30, 8 o'clock, and then I'll turn to Channel 4 to get ready for Sunday Night Football. Especially depending on the matchups. Some matchups I don't really like. It's hard for me to turn from Red Zone. Even the Lions be on. I literally have to do something because I want to watch both games. But now that I have my laptop, I can do it because I didn't have my laptop. I got my laptop springtime, close to springtime. About my birthday. This is my birthday present. My laptop. My MacBook. I always give myself a great birthday present. I thought I ran out of ideas. But whatever. I want to at least keep you guys on until Manny Machado gets to bat in the next 15 minutes. So I will continue to discuss things. I got to get to my sexy matchups too. I'm going because it's the weekend. Now, tomorrow will be very hard for me. I have a family picnic tomorrow. And I'm going to try to watch some baseball. I'm telling you, it'll be kind of hard. But I think I'll be able to watch the games. And I think I'm going to try. I'm going to do my best. Let's look at the matchups. That's going to give me some sexy music going on. Not really sexy, but something a little something here. Let's see, what can I find? I got a lot of stuff, man. I don't even know what to use. Let's use my man Stevie Wonder. How about that? Yeah. Gotta love it. Great vocals. You know Trevor Bauer, Martin Perez is tonight, 8:05, 5 minutes away. Let's see. Kaiku start against the Angels. I'll watch it. Big Game James and Wade LeBlanc. Like Wade LeBlanc's doing good. How about the Cardinals today? The Cardinals won 18-5. I am so mad because I was going to put on Facebook and Twitter, take the Cardinals all the way. And I thought the game was going to get ranked out, so I didn't do it. The Subway Series do continue. Steven Matzik and Sonny Gray. Whew. That seemed like a good matchup. I think the Mets might be able to pull this off, too. I think the Mets will win tonight. And I think the Mets will win tomorrow. Sonny Gray's been awful. And the Cubs and St. Louis play. I think the Cubs get it done this time. I would go ahead and say the Cubs. Baltimore-Toronto, I don't see a pitching matchup right now. And that's a 1 o'clock game. But the later game, 6 o'clock, whatever. My Tigers, I got to just talk about my Tigers. Brian Johnson against Mike Fiers tomorrow. I might just take Mike Fiers. I think the Tigers might be able to pull that off tomorrow. On my back card tomorrow. Sean Newcomb gets started as Gio Gonzalez. Clayton Kershaw and Chase Anderson tomorrow. Who will I pick? I'm definitely going Clayton Kershaw. And the line is cheap. It's at minus 185. Usually Kershaw starts. Last year were, minus 255, almost minus 380s or something. It was just like automatic. Kershaw's going to win. Let's see who else. JV gets to start against the Angels. Looks to rebound. I'm going to take JV in that one. They have a second game of doubleheader for St. Louis and the Cubbies. It'll be John Gant against Tyler Chatwood. I think St. Louis wins that one, or at least cover. Carrasco and Cologne. I'm going to watch that. Me and Troy will actually be together tomorrow. He's coming to my family picnic. He's going to be with me all day tomorrow. It's going to be fun. I'll talk about our experience. I just wish he didn't work at night so we could do the show together, but he will be back on Monday. At 2 o'clock, he will do a show. Just to let you guys know, Bumgarner will have to start. The Sixers was the underdog going into that. Trevor Cahill has been pretty good. So just for them being the underdog, that's going to be a must-see game there. Chris Archer can start. I love Chris Archer. I'm going to watch his starts. Chris Sale, Michael Fulmer's on the 10-day. I was ready for Chris Sale, Michael Fulmer. But I will be watching Chris Sale pitch against the Tigers because Tigers have been pretty good against lefties. So that's just a little something there. Little slider that I know, just the information, because I love our broadcasters. We have one of the best broadcasting crews in Detroit sports. I'm sorry. I hate to offend anybody that's from anywhere. I've listened to you guys. I need you guys, if you guys have never heard a Detroit sports broadcast, you need to. Tigers. If you got MLB League Pass and you're watching any Tigers game, or if you just want to watch a Tigers game, go put it. Now, if Kirk Gibson's up there, don't watch it. I don't like Kirk Gibson. He might be the worst out of all of the Detroit commentators. He might be the worst. All of the broadcasters, he really might be the worst. He's boring. He's not fun. But our radio, the Tigers radio, and I love the Yankees. I love the Yankees TV broadcast and radio broadcast. I love the Yankees. So for you New York, I know it's a lot of New Yorkers that listens into the show. I want you guys, I'm not saying this because y'all listening in, I really do respect it. I listen to them because I love the Yankees. And also the Knicks games. I love Knicks games. LA is cool. Boston Red Sox TV broadcast is cool. I haven't listened to a lot of radio broadcasts from everybody. But Detroit's, listen to our radio broadcast. We have 97.1. Just 97.1 in general is just a great station. I listen to them about every day because I work. I work in my car, so I am listening to 97.1. If I'm not listening to music. So, tune in. I want y'all to hear this. I'm pretty much promoting them. They're so good. The Pistons, I love our TV broadcast. Greg Kelser. George Blaha has been amazing. He's been doing Detroit broadcast for maybe 30 years, man. Maybe even longer. 30 plus years, perhaps. So it's just a little bit of things I do like. I'm trying to think of any other broadcasts. Lions, we just lost our brand setter. I think it's his name. I don't know. I can't pronounce it. But Jim, he does Michigan football. So I'll at least be able to hear him on Saturdays if I am out and about and not watching the Michigan game. I plan on watching Michigan games. I say I plan on watching a lot of college football this year like I did last year. I enjoyed it. I didn't think I would enjoy it so much until I watched it last season, I'm going to be honest. So, yeah, that's that. Just wanted to be in my feelings a little bit. Those are my matchups that I do want to watch. Oh, yeah, Max Scherzer against Fordham Nowitz on Sunday. Must see. Let me see. 4 o'clock Sunday night. Sunday night is Jacob DeGrom against Masahiro Tanaka. I didn't mention that. That's a great way to end the weekend in baseball. And of course, there's 7 o'clock games, so I'll be on at 7 o'clock for those games on Monday. Can't wait. Be watching those. I'm going to go live to. Let me see. Where are they at? Are they at Miller Park? Yeah, Dodgers at Miller Park. So I'm going to go live there because I want to, well, if I can. I think everything is moving a little slow. I'm trying to get there. Because I want to see Manny Machado's at bat. I want to give you guys an update on it, too, for those listening in. before I do get off the air, I will let you know Monday's show will be another baseball-type show, whatever happens in the league. I will just cover a lot of baseball just to get us ready. Get us ready for what could happen in the second half of the season and just what I saw and any problems I had. And I'll probably focus on a little WNBA because I'm telling you, I'm a little very excited on Liz Cambage. Elizabeth Cambage. I have, and I remember I mentioned her the first time I saw her play basketball. And I mentioned her on Twitter. Now, no, she did not, you know, mention me back. She did not retweet or anything. So that was a little heartbroken. I was a little heartbroken, but I watched her play for a while. And I believe she took last year off. She came off a 53-point performance, which is the most. She's a beautiful young lady. She was born in 91, so she is a young lady. I don't want to, you know, when she comes in, she's just so effective on the floor. She has scored in double digits every game this year. She's only scored 10 points once, but she's had a 37-point performance. And she's pretty much the reason why the Dallas Wings are who they are. They play the Sky tonight at 9 o'clock. It'll be on NBA TV, so I'll most likely tune in to that. Dallas Wings play them. League Pass, we'll see the Fever and the Sparks. Don't know what's going on with the Sparks. That's a different discussion for a different day. This is Cambage, a young lady. I was wrong about her age on Facebook earlier today. I said that she was 21, but she is, let me see, 26, she'll be 27. Right? Yeah, she'll be 27 next month. And she has been very phenomenal. And she's been in the league for a couple of years. She's taken some years off. She's only had a couple of years being in a professional level. She came in the league in 2011. That's why I said 21, right? Or 19. What was that? Yeah, 19. Now, I remember I was like, oh, my gosh, she's humongous. But then she's with Tulsa. You know, she averaged 16 a game, averaged 8.5 rebounds, 2.5 blocks. The turnovers was up, though. But this year, she's averaging 22, 9.5 rebounds, 2 blocks a game. Assists is going up. Defensive rebounding has gotten better. She's starting to hit the outside shot. She's 26. She's going to be 27. She can be the greatest of all time. The Dallas Wings have a special player. Special. When I saw her open tonight, I said, y'all don't know about Liz Cambage? I told Troy about it. I was like, this your first time seeing her? She's a beast. A beast, man. I'm sitting here still trying to get to Miller Park. Or maybe I'm there. Because, I don't know, man. I look a little lost here. Okay, here we go. I'm here. Okay, let's make sure I was there. Because I wasn't paying attention. I was talking to you guys. Skylar Diggins. The rest of the team has just been, you know, pretty. Alicia Gray, Kayla Jordan, Gloria Johnson, Zora Stevens. The real thing is, can they make the postseason? Can they do it? I'm just really hoping they can. I want to see Skylar Diggins in the playoffs. She needs to get there. Those Wings are 14-9, and they're one of the hottest teams. And they stay hot. Seattle Storm's the best team in the league. Best offense to me. Dallas Wings came into the league. I said, okay, they should be good. Atlanta Dream starting to win, too. They're the hottest team in basketball right now. FYI. It's tight. Connecticut Sun was also a great start and failed. Failed tremendously. Playoff format here. I'm just see how it is, just to see. Four games against one team, two home and two away. That's the regular season. Okay, whatever. Number of playoff rounds increased from 3 to 4. Top two seeds receive a bye to semifinals. That's the third round. Third and fourth seeds receive a bye to the second round. Teams will be received after each postseason round. First and the second rounds are single elimination. The first round, number 5 seed hosts the 8 seed. Number 6 seed hosts the 7 seed. The second round, number 3 seed hosts the lowest seed, first round winner. And number 4 seed hosts the first round, the other first round winner. And semifinals features best of 5. Number 1 overall seed play the lowest remaining seed. Number 2 seed meets the remaining team. And I could have swore I said the Dodgers game, but now it looks like I could have possibly missed the first game because they didn't send me through this game. I mean, I don't know what's going on here. They didn't send me to the game. I clearly said send me to the game. So it looks like Machado done got on base because I just saw him at first, I believe. And Max Muncy knocks him to second. So, you know, we'll see what happens here. Man, I told him to take me to the game, and he didn't listen. Oh, boy, I tell you, technology. Technology is such a pain. Oh. But anyway, yeah, that would be your playoff format. So, the first 8 seeds are in, pretty much. Connecticut will be in the playoffs. Las Vegas is, they're pretty much the only team. Liberty, Sky, and the Fever, not going to break it. I mean, Fever's 2-21, so they did win another game. I like the All-Star game, too. They're doing the same thing the NBA did. They picked their teams. I mean, this is WNBA has some great players, I'm telling you. You guys don't watch WNBA, you'll need to start. Just start. We'll be a better place if everybody started watching WNBA. But right now, Seattle and Phoenix, those are two teams that would have a bye. And then Dallas Wings and the Sparks. Seattle Storm and Phoenix Mercury have a bye from the first two rounds. They're waiting in the third round. And then that'll be the game series there. Best 3 out of 5. So Atlanta Dream will play the Connecticut Sun, Minnesota Lynx, and Washington Mystics. Should be a great matchup there. And then, if you have my prediction, I think the Dream and the Lynx will win. So you will see Dallas Wings against the Lynx, Sparks against the Dream. Seattle to play the Lynx. Even though I want to see the Wings. I think the Wings might dethrone the Lynx, though. I don't believe in the Lynx this year. I said I like the Sparks. The Sparks play Phoenix Mercury, right? Sparks play the Storm. Wings play the Mercury. Great matchup, the Wings and Mercury. You got Cambage against Brittany Griner. Great matchup. The Sparks would get it done to face the Phoenix Mercury. Phoenix Mercury wins. That is my prediction for if it started right now. And that's when we got a lot of retired players. It's going to turn into the Breonna Stewart show. You know, I'm really looking forward to seeing the playoffs. I can't wait. ESPN 2, here we come. NBA TV. Well, that's about all I have to say about the show. Manny Machado did get on base. I don't know how he got on base. I want to say he got a base hit because this thing, the technology, want to act stupid. I mean, they gave me the box score, but they didn't give me the picture. It's stupid. But you guys enjoy your weekend. I'm definitely going to enjoy mine. I can't wait till tomorrow. A big time anticipated day. I have a lot to do. I have to shop. Good luck to me. And I had to hit the road at 9 o'clock. So, have fun here. I'm going to enjoy baseball the rest of the night. Hope you guys do as well. Enjoy your weekend, whatever you're doing.